Johnny, you're doing well. Let's see where I'll
stay in touch with
Ba, Tashma. Kaifan Isai.
What? I said Tashma.
There's about 70 Tashimas over here.
You couldn't not say
Tashima, you know? Tashima, Kaifan Isai Livna is Beishar Videlis. Lechotzer. Now you can't even find it. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Rashi. Kaifan Isai. Kalecha Mnei Chotzer. Lo says Chelkoi Bebinyan. Beishar, Shemboin and Kaisel Neger Ashar, Ogul, Saviv, Faisen, Baisa, Hekif, Pesach Kotnam and Atzah. Shem has a Gria, Ria's Bnei Yisrabim, Shlayiru, Teicha Chatzis. He's built this circular wall around the entrance. He has a little entrance on the side. So, because that people shouldn't see directly into the Chatzir. Right, so you have a wall, and just have, you know, as kids, it blocks the vision. So that the din is that the Bnei HaChatzer could force each other to build this wall. So Shema Mina has a Gria, Shema has it. Now there's really a bit of a problem over here, which Achrayim will ask, and that is because even if Luy Tzur has a Gria was Loi Shema Hezek, yeah. Which means that technically, let's say I can force you to build a wall between the two chatzeres because to avoid hazagria. But still, there's a svar to say that it's something that people don't like. Yeah, even if hazik is lo shmei hazik, I still don't want people in the shravim looking at me when I'm doing in the chatzer. Right, take my son down in the chatzer. I don't want people in the street to look in. Right? So therefore, it's a svar to say that midine chotzer, midine the shutfus of the chotzer, that it could be considered a tzairich for the chotzer. In other words, the people that live in an apartment building, right, a binyan meshutaf, so the halach is that things that are necessary for the building, that are deemed necessary for the building, everyone has to chip in. Right. So even though there's a svar that could have been said that even though technically hezekriya is loishmei hezek, one still might consider it a tzairich of the apartment, a tzairich of the chotzer that people should be able to force each other. So that's mashmas gemara that if hezekriya is loishmei hezek, pshat is then it's nothing. It doesn't bother anyone. But mesvara we'd say that betzim even hezekriya is loishmei hezek, it still bothers people. Just it's not considered hezek that you could stop the guy, but as far as the bothering people does, so that's a problem with this gemara. Hakabanim, em the gemara, zek the rab mishaini, zagrashi, shekol bnei sham mistaklem sham. So even though we could say that you know on a one-on-one level, I can't have a, like especially like Rashi before, right? I don't want my neighbor to see what I'm doing. So even though we say that's not a taina when it's a one-on-one, okay, big deal, you know, deal with it. But when everyone that walks by looks in, that's something that I'm not mechuyev to be saiva. Like the Gemara, the Yachid Loi, Toshima, ain chalgan is a chotzer, achi hei ba dalam zazev, dalam zazev. Mishnah, the halacha is Mishnah, I think, that in order to force the division of a chotzer, you have to have. We said this yesterday before that it has to end up with dalaramis.
It's Mishnah.
Thank you. Dalaramis for each one has to end up with dalaramis. Otherwise, you can't force them to build to cut the chotzer. Yeah, yesh ba k'day l'zeh, k'day l'zeh. Chalk, and they can force each one can force the one to divide. My lab kaisel, live mesivas ba'alma. That's strange having me over here. So what are we saying? Ain't chalk and Rashi. Ain't echel kaifes chaver l'lach like. But if it's dalad amas to each one, you could force them. My lab kaisel. So I was like, what was the havmina? Why is the havmina that you could force? That you build the wall. You could divide. Like Gemara said, okay, you have to mark off. You know, somehow misipas, whatever it is, they have to mark off where the boundary is. So what was the habamina that we should think myla b'kaiso? So it was a strange habamina. So Akapan Megmara says, no, you don't see from here that you could force them to build a wall to Hezekriya. You could divide, and you'll divide it with Mesipis, some marking. But Anachrami has a Kriya, Blailam is Loishme, has Toshma. Chlein is Bela Mal Bela Mata. Bema Kenegdon Dalam is. Mishnah says Chlein is Rashi. Ech Menea Shutfin, Habayna Kaisol, Bechotzer, Keneged, Chalinoisa Shochaveiroi. Guy's building a wall. Next to his friend's windows. Beim l'mala, m'kais l'gubay yais, m'nach alaynay, tzarek l'agbil l'mala, m'en dal ramas. V'arash v'ozluk, v'esh lo yismach al kais loy, v'yishche, v'yir, b'chol reis v'shachadera. If you're building a wall, if it's, the wall is higher than the window, it has to be at least 4 amas high. It has to be 2 meters higher than the window. Why? They shouldn't be able to lean over and look, stand on the wall, and look in. Mata, v'yirem. Mata kadesh le'yamad v'yirem. If it's lower, bein l'mata, m'kayis l'nomach m'nach alaynais, tzorech l'ashpila mem dalan amas, kadesh le'yamad alay v'kayis l'yirem. So you have to also do it four amas below the window, so you should be able to stand on the wall and look in. M'kenegdan, kadesh le'yapil. If you're building the wall directly opposite the window, it has to be 4 amas away from the window, so it shouldn't block the light. So again, what do we see from here? We see from here l'chayra has agreed shmei ezek, because it's saying that you have to build it in a way that you're not about to look in. So we see if has agreed lo shmei ezek, what's the big deal? What's the problem? Why can't I build a wall directly opposite the window? And the Gemara, Zeg the Bayashani, the Grashi, Shal the Moisim Vesa, Divrei Hetzna. He does more private things in his house than he does in the Chatzar. So even though we'll say in the Chatzar has a good Loishme Hezek, which would mean that you don't have a right to say that I want my privacy, I don't want my neighbor looking at what I'm doing in the Chatzar. So if you're in the Chatzar, you don't do things that are such sin, the grass is on top. You do things, I don't want to look at what I'm doing. Stop, I want my privacy. But you're not doing something that's not with Varm Shabbat Sinna. By shaking your house, doing Shabbat Sinna. There, you talk have a right. Even my name has great Ria. Loishme has it, but in your own, in the privacy of your house, you have a right to demand that no one should be looking at. Tashima. Dom Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Gag as samuch lechotz chaveiroi, oisloi maike gevoye dalet ames. So again, if I have a roof overlooking your chotzer, so I have to build a fence around the roof. Not just that it shouldn't fall down, but that al tzadikri has to be a type of fence that you can't see through. Zograshi maike gevoye abrames kadesh liyerech bechotz chaveig shu mishtamash begadoi. So you see, Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. And the Marshani also normally Bal Chatz la Bal Gag Lidi Di Kavili Tashmishi Lidoch la Kavila Tashmishach Lidana Bahayidna Salika Vosis Lidana Bahayidna the Kasis Lishtamish Begagach. So in other words, since you're on top, I don't see when you're there, so I can't even protect myself. I can't avoid you because I don't know when you're there. So in the chotzer, so I can, you know, as soon as I see you coming out, okay, so I'll stop doing what I'm doing, right? But on the roof, I can't see. I don't see when you're there. I don't see when you're not there. So therefore, again, in the chotzer, he has no right to say I don't want you looking, because if you don't like it. Okay, so when the other guy is there, so you'll stop doing what you're doing. You'll wait until he leaves. But on the guy, you know, in this Rashi we see what the Yisrael Mandam Hezek Yeloishim Hezek is. That you know that you'll work it out. So when the guy comes out, you'll stop. But we're saying over here, you don't know. You don't know when the guy's going to be there on the roof. Therefore, even Mandam Yeloishim Hezek, here we hold Shmei Hezek. Zog Maravaita. I don't know when you did. It's the minach leishan hayvim from you. Did they hetz the avachotzer chalukel tevayu kviyat hashmishte b'cholecha b'chalka kol shah le'avdi ba. I'm sorry. Vladimir Tzina. Sorry. Rashi says. I'm sorry. Rashi says a little differently. Rashi says the chiluk is that when I have my own private chotzer, so then I'm not going to do. Because you're always there, not always, but if I'm the only owner, so I'll do things there that are more private, and I'm not going to know, and then you can end up looking when I'm doing private things. So this is all this whole Amud Gemara is going through the first lashon, that when the Mishnah says a shutfin shiratzu. Lases mechitza means they want to build a wall, and if they didn't want to build a wall, we can't force them to build a wall, because Hezekria is loishme hezek, and the only thing Hezekria is loishme hezek. Now the Gemara said, "Lishnachrina, sevru mai mechitza plukta." Okay, the chsev at he mechsas eida that passes the Gemara before, the Gemara is using now to explain. So it means the shutfin shirotsu lases mechitza means the shutfin decided they want to divide their chotzer. That's what the rotsu of the Mishnah is going on. And then once they decide to divide the chotzer, then we force them to build a wall. Why? It has grish mehazim. Chim neratzu, paynes a kaisel, bal karchan, alma, hezek riyah, shmei hezek. So Rashi, chim neratzu lachleik, kuman parach, ma'ir yiratzu, afil eloi ratzu, harei hayu yichaylin lochav zezeh. If the ratzu is going on the etzem division of the chatzer, so Gemara is going to ask, why can't they force each other to divide the chatzer without them ratzu? And that Gemara, I believe, is going to answer that we're talking about, like we just had before, that's less than dollar for each one, so they can't force each other. So if you need Ratzu, but once it's Ratzu, then they can force the building of the wall because it has the Griya Shmei Ezek. In fact, the Gemara, Eima, Mai Mechitza, Guda. So we're just playing devil's advocate, that why telling Mechitza means chaluka plukta, maybe mechitza means a wall. It's not a mechitza kerem shnivitzah. We say before I'm like a gedar, shnivitzah I'm like a gedar, and it's hashman I'm like God. Erez a kiddush v'chayi b'chirusa. So we see over there from the Mishnah Klayim that mechitza could mean a wall partition. Time of the ratzu, and then we read the Mishnah. Time of the ratzu leratzu mechayim raisa. That the ratzu was going on the building of the wall, because without then that's some chalukah that they could force each other, because they're talking about more than dollar. So that's not the problem. That's some division. Elmai, what do you need the ratzu is to build a wall? Because why? Like I said, before, has to be lush mezik. How do you know to go this way, not the other way? And the Gemara ihachi that ratzu. To live nice mechitza. Rosh lasis mechitza means a wall. Yachu baynes a kaisel. Baynes a kaisel. Baynes a kaisel. Like we asked before, Batsim. Then why is it repeat? Why is it repeat? Why is it say baynes a kaisel? She baynes a kaisel. We're already talking about the wall the whole time. Lasis mechitza is the wall. Elamai plukta. Elamai telling me. Therefore, we say lasis mechitza means to divide. Yach shiratz lasis mechitza shiratz lachzis min boyle. Same question we mentioned before. Kedam rinchi ta navid plukta. That's what people talk. Let's make a division. So we say ratzu lasis mechitza is nishke ferloch. They wanted to do a chalukah. Zok Rashi. The time the Ratz just the Cholka Bekais Labanim Alay Ratz and Mechaim Raisa Ella Mesipas Baalma. So Ella we see has Gria Kadosh Shmei Hezek. No, this is in the Maris Kasha. It's Lo Shmei Hezek. Yamin She Tirotzu. Fine. Hagmai Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Maya Yiratzu Hafilu Ratzu Nami. Even Lai Ratzu. If Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, so then, like Rashi was in Rama's question before, then they should be able to force the divide. Once they force the divide, we force them to build a wall because Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Then where else we say before? I'm asking Rabbi Yechon. I'm just saying the Gshem B'din Chalukah. You don't have Dalad al Dalad for each one. Therefore, they can't force the division. Once you divide, they can force the building of the wall. Has Gresh Mehezik, but the etz and division they can't force, and that you need Ratzu. Who the Ratzu? So according to this, Shutfish Ratzu Lasis Mechitza means that since it's not Dalad al Dalad for each one, therefore we need their Ratzu in order to be able to divide. Once you divide, then we force them to build a wall. It has a kriya. Who the ratzu? My kamashmon. Less bin chaluka ki ratzu pligi. So what are you telling me? So what's the whole chiddush of Mishnah? What's the chiddush of Mishnah? That this halacha that if it's less bin chaluka, if they want, then They could divide. Tina, we already know that also from the different Mishnah. Amos have his man Shane Shneim Reitzin. That was man Shneim Reitzin. Phil Pachas Mekan Cholkin. That same Mishnah that says that you need dollar. That you need dollar for each one in order to force a chalukah. Says, but if they both want, then they could divide even less. Ima Hasam have a mina Phil Pachas Mekan Misifis Baalma. So if we just said the second Mishnah that they could divide if they want, I would think, how do they divide it? With Masipa, it's just a marking. Kamash Malon, Hacha Kaisel, that, because Hezekria, Ishmei Hezek, and once they divide, they have to divide it with a proper wall. V'lisni ha, v'lisni hach. Let it just say our Mishnah. The our Mishnah is more inclusive than that Mishnah. Our Mishnah tells us both things. Our Mishnah tells us that they could divide less than dalad al dalad, and our Mishnah tells us that once you divide, you need a kaisel. So why do you need a second Mishnah? Hach sefer tzrichalei that we need it for the sefer. It says kisa kaidish habishneim writes in leich like a chatzer. They could divide if they want. Nothing wrong. They less than dalad al dalad, we let them divide. But a sefer tayr kisa kaidish that we don't cut up the kisa kaidish even though they want to divide it. It's not covered. The grass save tire should be crack echad, we don't divide it up. It's in one scroll, we don't chop it up. That's not covered. And they have to keep it, either sell it or just keep it as a surface. Okay, we'll skip the parentheses. Mayu Kimna. So we can catch up. Mayu Kimna. Zak Gamar al Masnisa Mashem Din Chaluka. This is the kasha that Rashi was Maramas to already before. Fet Gemara, what are you telling me? That there's no din chaluka. There's no din chaluka. Elamai, they're dividing it because they want to divide it. So the Mishnah says that if they want to divide, then Bani is a kaisel. We force them, right? It's mashma that we, once they decide to divide it, we force them. The question is, okay, yesterday I wanted, today I don't want. So I was masking. So what? Just kidding. Change my mind. And the Gemara. Now, the Gemara's question, Nahaju Bahu. So from this Gemara, yeah, it's mashma that this question, Pasha Pshat, is only going on the second Lashon. The second Lashon that Ratzu means, Ratzu Lachzais, then the Gemara's Mashma has a Kasha, okay, I want it, now I'm changing my mind. That's what the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi, however, and that's what Taisa says over here, Madam Mechitza Guda Loi Parach. Yeah? Taisa says, like the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, "B'mayu ukip the masnisa mishaim b'din chaluk," and that and the Ratzu is going on. That's in the division. Why can't he change his mind? Mashma zok taisvis that according to the first lashon, where the Ratzu is going on the building of the wall, then we don't have a kasha. Why I want to change my mind? That's Taisus is medayik from the Gemara. He says, "What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk?" Teretz is Dr. Taisus. The iklameim and the konuv is shibdu nechseim lebinyan akaisel. Yeah, that they actually made when there was rots to build the wall. Yeah, it was, they were rots to build the wall, so it could be they were machayed themselves, they were meshabed their money to build the wall. Some of them say they meshabed themselves to build the wall, they machayed themselves to build the wall. Mashayin came on the division, that's more problematic, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, because the thing called kinyan devarim. I make a kinyan suder, kinyan chalipin, to machayev myself to do something that you can't be machayev yourself. So the Gemara's whole problem was, if the Ratzu was on dividing, there's no mamanis the geschayevus over here. Yeah? It's just that I'll do something, I'll go ahead and divide. That, we say, is a problem. It's called kinyan devarim. Kinyan devarim, chlipin, kinyan suda doesn't help on devarim, to do something. Hashem can, if the Ratzu is going on the building of the wall, I can mashab my nechasim to the money, to the chiyuv of building the wall. That's Taisus Mechal. However, if you remember, Rashi on that Beis and Beis said not like that. Right? We all remember the Rashi on the Beis and Beis. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask, let them change their mind. Where's the Rashi? The Rashi is somewhere. Time to live nice. Oh, well, come on, Parach. Rashi, the second Rashi on top. Come on, Parach. Kishirot so my hava lihadibahu. So even in the Lishna Kama, where the Rots was going on the building of the wall, not the division of the Chatzar, Rashi tells us that the Gemara later is going to ask, who cares if it was Ratzu? I changed my mind. Yeah, that means this Gemara, Alfi Rashi, even though it's a bit awkward, Gemara says, "B'mayu kimtum asnisa m'shem b'din chalukah." Then Yisrael changes mind. Rashi says, "No, on the kasha, even when the first lashon where the Ratzu was on the actual building of the wall, still Rashi says, the Gemara says, Chiratzu mayhava nahadrabu." So what's Gemara's teretz? Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Eichon, and Shekanu miyadam. They made a kinyan and kanu in Gan's Shas means Kinyan Suder. They made Kinyan Suder. They did a Chalipin. Kinyan Suder. They picked up a handkerchief. Like the Chassan on the Rechuppah picks up a handkerchief to Mechayiv himself. So they picked up a handkerchief to Mechayiv himself to divide the field, the Chatzah. In fact, the Gemara, Vichikonim Yodim Ayava, Kinyan Devarim Almohu. It's a Kinyan Devarim. It's like, right, what's Kinyan Devarim? Ain chalipin kainin el dovra nikne, ay mecher matana ay shibekar kais shakinyan chal olav ay metaltalim. So kinyan is only on something, on an object. Shibud, meshabed a li, put a lien on a karka. Something has to be something concrete, but to do something, it's not shayach kinyan suder. So therefore, Rashi learns even when it was the chiyuv. When Rashi understands the first lashon, the chiyuv is to build. The chiyuv is to build a wall. I'm machayim myself to build the wall. Now, I wasn't machayim my mammon to chip in with the wall. I was machayim myself personally that I'm going to go build a wall. That's again kinyan devarim. It's not a shibud. It's not a kinyan. Tai says you could have said that according to the first lashon, it meant it did a kinyan, kinyan chalipin, but the meshabed is nechasim. That's something real. That Rashi is ma'ida. But Rashi learned the case in the mission is that the mechayev themselves to build the wall. That's kinyan devarim. And for the Gemara, mishakonim yodim beruchos, says Rashi, zeh bar lechelik mizrachi, zeh bar lechelik maravi, mishakonim yodim miyate nikne chelik mizrachi lezeh. So they actually made a division, according to this, right? They actually made a division. This they each one decided which chelik of the chotzer he's going to get, and they made a kinyan on that. They made a kinyan asuder on that. Rav Ashi says, "Going shalach zeh b'serach shaloi v'hechzik v'zeh b'serach shaloi v'hechzik v'hechzik b'chelkoi rofik b'apur." Rav Ashi, he made king chazaka, a karkadik b'chazaka. So maybe Rav Ashi holds that. See, some in the case of the kinyan suder, so there, what does Gemara say? B'shekonim yod meruchais. Right? Rashi says, Zebar lechelg mizrachi, Zebar lechelg maravi, v'konim yodam, matanik lechelg mizrach lezeh, v'chen shen lechaveray. But the Rosh says, or maybe in Rashi says, v'chen shaholach zeh b'sar shaloi, v'hechzik zeh b'sar shaloi. The Gemara says, mashma, each one has to make a kinyan on their own, on their chelg. Yeah? You have to understand how he says, what's Rashi being maisiv? What's if it's kinyan suder, kinyan chazaka? What's he being meisiv over here? Taisus the kasha, but you have to take a look at Taisus. Back upon him, what's important over here is a rosh, very interesting rosh. If you would die to me, the rosh that says that very interesting. Says that when one of them they decide you get this, you get this half, I get that half. All you need is that one of them should make a kinyan, and then the rosh says it's like kinyan chalipin. It's like it's like machl parah b'chamar. You should also do the machl parah b'chamar. That I'm giving you, you're making kinyan in your chelik, and meila, you're being machnet to me, my chelik. So you don't need each one has to make a the Gnoshe Gemara is not mashma like that. Gemara is mashma, you have to do in each one. In a mashia for sure, right? The Rosh says, no, there's like a kinyan chalipin over here, which sounds like, it's better, the chotz belongs to both of them. So it means each one is being machnet his chelik in the chotzer to the other guy. So Mela, in return for me being machna my chelik to you, you're being machna your chelik in this half to me, and it's gorg minute, you don't need it, both of them should make a